The leaders of the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund are emphasizing that prevention is the key to reducing the high death rate among children in Africa and elsewhere in the developing world. 4.5 million children on the sub-Saharan continent die each year, at a time when the actual number of childhood deaths worldwide has dropped from 20 million to 11 million. UNICEF Executive Director Carol Bellamy says that must change.
The situation is quite unacceptable, unacceptable because we know how to prevent most of these deaths.
UNICEF and the World Health Organization are promoting simple home-based preventions, such as breastfeeding and the use of bed nets to protect children from malaria-carrying mosquitoes, the largest killer of children in Africa. The two organizations are also providing oral rehydration salts to fight diarrhea, another leading cause of death among children. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Chung Wook Lee, says WHO is working with UNICEF to eradicate polio by 2005 and provide 3 million HIV-infected individuals with antiviral medication by the same deadline.
In the African continent, we believe that this HIV-AIDS situation has become on a crisis, especially that the treatment side.
Additionally, Ms. Bellamy and Dr. Lee say there is a direct link between the lack of education and the cycles of poverty, illness, and mortality. And UNICEF's Ms. Bellamy says that gender plays a big role as well, noting that women in Africa are dying in alarming numbers. She says that 1 in 13 African women die during childbirth, compared with 1 in 4,000 in industrialized nations.
While there has been improvement in global health and living standards, a great gulf has opened between the developed world and the developing world, between urban and rural populations, and between women and men.
The leaders of the two UN organizations spoke with members of the media at UN headquarters in New York City. This is Leah Krakenowski for VOA News in New York.